Tom Watkins. He's a former state school superintendent, mental health director, and a recipient of the 2011 Detroit Regional Chamber Leadership Detroit Lifetime Achievement Award. He, of course, is a great resource for us as a U.S.-China business and education consultant. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
You wrote a piece in the Detroit News, and I just couldn't believe it. It was titled Huntsman, the Winning Tortoise. Yeah, right. That's the typical response when, and I'm quoting you as saying this, when I say that John Huntsman could be sitting in the White House come 2013. Actually, the first response is John who? What made you write this article?
Well, I've been watching John Huntsman's career as governor of Utah and also the ambassador to China for President Obama for a number of years. He's a Mandarin-speaker, businessman, a wealthy family, and I've been watching him during the debates, not getting a lot of airtime, certainly in this Republican group of nine, is the most moderate, thoughtful, and has both experience in job creation and in the international issues, particularly around China, which I think is going to be important. As we've thought before, I think everything going forward on the world stage is going to intersect at Beijing and Washington, D.C. He's clearly a sleeper in this race, but I lay out 10 ways where he could pop out of the pack.
All right, why has he not popped out of the pack yet? Why don't we know more about him? Is he gaining the money he needs to make his name more of a household name?
I think what we've seen is we've had almost the flavor of the week in the Republican primary thus far, with Romney kind of holding on to that 25-26%. You've had Bachman make a run for a few days, and then Perry and Kane all kind of remind me of that amusement park game called Whack-a-Mole, you know, where the one pops up and you whack it on the head and knock it back down. Gingrich is making a run now, but as we know in politics, you don't want to peak too early, or for that matter, peak too late, and it's a possibility that he could be standing coming out of the New Hampshire primary.
All right, just so we're clear, tell us where you lean. Are you Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal? Tell us where you go, and then we can talk more about Mr. Huntsman.
Well, I've been elected as a Democrat and work for Democrats, but I've also worked with Republican administrations here in Michigan and in Florida. Right now, I'm still in the Obama corner, but I want to see our issues debated very thoroughly as we move forward. And I think, some of these other candidates on the Republican side aren't going to do it for me.
Will you name 10 reasons why John Huntsman could be president? Name some of the ones that really stick out for you.
Well, it really talks about the politics of where he's at right now. As I've indicated at the beginning and the end of the article, very few people know him now. But we also know in betting that the long shot oftentimes pays the biggest odds. Whereas I take a look at it coming out now, he's not competing in Iowa. The most conservative person will probably win there. Right now you have Gingrich, who received the very important New Hampshire newspaper endorsement over the weekend, and Romney, again, doing quite well. It's his, he likes to say, his home state. Huntsman doesn't need to win New Hampshire in order to win. He needs to come in a close third, and he could be the prime candidate coming out of that proposal, that voting in New Hampshire. So I think that you're going to see the possibility of him getting the kind of name recognition and notoriety going into the succession of very quick primary elections coming up in the Carolinas, Florida, and then moving into Michigan.
All right. If you want to read this piece by Tom Watkins, you can go to the Detroit News at DET.com. The MichiganView.com is another resource. Thanks so much, Tom.
And check out the new article that I have on the Bridge in Dome Magazine. That's Dome, D-O-M-E, magazine.com. I think your listeners will find that an interesting column as well.
Well, actually, we'll be getting back with you. I want to talk about that tomorrow. The bridge is going to be at the forefront of some conversations during the next week as the legislators get back in session starting tomorrow. Thanks so much, Tom.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Tony.